Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley and Sherelle McMillan here, and from the outset of North Carolina's 96-66 win over Boston College in the Smith Center on Tuesday night, Roy Williams switched up the lineup, starting the game with the so-called death lineup, with Luke May at the center, Cam Johnson, Theo Pinson manning the forwards, and Joel Berry and Kenny Williams at the guard positions. Sherelle, your take on how they looked and thoughts on this lineup going forward?
Yeah, I thought, you know, eventually this would come. Usually Coach Williams waits until the end of January, early February to make these kind of moves. I think at least once over the last, each of the last 4 years, typically around the time they play Boston College, North Carolina makes a change. They did it last year, 2 years ago, Justin Jackson's freshman year. They did it when Coach Williams had the incident up in Boston College when he couldn't finish the game. So it's something that he typically does. But like I said, usually it's a couple of weeks from now into the season. But, you know, this is right now, these are North Carolina's best five players. And at some point, you have to get your most talented five on the court. And it's what we've been talking about on podcasts and in columns and in stories for, it feels like, months now. But that's the dilemma for UNC, is that their five best players are, you know, for the most part, perimeter oriented. And to get them on the court, they would have to kind of sacrifice, or it was perceived they would have to sacrifice, some of the things that Roy Williams likes to do, specifically rebounding and scoring in the paint. But, you know, it's one game, and it's still a small sample size despite this group playing together at other points during the year. But they rebounded really well, and they scored in the paint a lot. So I think it's a good thing for UNC. Cautiously optimistic, because, you know, some of the flaws will trickle in as this unit gets more time together. But for now, it's been stellar.
Carolina travels to South Bend on Saturday night at 6 p.m. to face the Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.